On today's program, we have Kleist Etiquette's very own Arden Kleist talking about how to run an effective, engaging, and enjoyable Zoom meeting presentation, since that's what we're all doing these days. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Kleist Etiquette's Arden Kleist. How are you, Arden?
I am great. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Hey, we're talking about something extremely timely here today. It's something that we're all doing now. It's how to run an effective and engaging and enjoyable Zoom meeting presentation, which is what, I mean, we're all semi-experts in Zoom now after we've been using it for the last three or four months or so. But before we get into the proper usage of Zoom, I just want to set it up with, like, why is this platform, why has it gotten so popular since the pandemic started? Because when I've been doing these interviews, video interviews, for like 10 years now, and 90% of them were Skype before the pandemic, but then once that pandemic started, it flip-flopped, and 90% of my interviews are now Zoom and 10% are Skype. So why is it so popular?
Wow, isn't that interesting? I think that Zoom took off because it really is the closest to a virtual meeting. You know, it's like we can see everyone. Sometimes they're, you know, this big, but we can see them. And you can get more people on the screen. Yeah. You know, I personally think Zoom is probably one of the easiest platforms to use. You press that button, boom, you're in. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I just think that had I bought in stock and Zoom, gosh darn it.
I know. I think a lot of people are thinking,
I know.
That. Fuck, should have done that. Oh, well. Oh, well.
That and hand sanitizer.
Hindsight is 2020. So, hey, so let's talk about some steps here, some requirements for running an effective and engaging and enjoyable Zoom meeting. So what are some things that we need to think about? Because obviously we're doing more and more of these and it's not going away. It's only going to get more popular. So what do we need to be thinking about here?
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are going to make Zoom meetings more effective, enjoyable, all those things, engaging. Mm-hmm. And one of them starts with making sure that you are really having a strong facilitator, because people come together, they sit in this room, and a lot of people turn their camera off. They're just sort of, you don't know if they're paying attention or engaged. You have no idea. So, and I think the platform, for some reason, people feel a little bit more hesitant to speak up because, I don't know, I guess when you're in a conference room, you can't always see everyone. And,
right.
But on a Zoom, you've got these faces staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need a facilitator, a strong facilitator, to help get people engaged by asking them questions. So,
yeah.
You know, Michael, what do you think about the blah, blah, blah? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I think really, really helps, especially if it's a large group, even if it's not a large group, but just to get people talking, is putting them into breakout rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually pretty easy to do. You know, you just have to have the, I mean, sure, companies have it, but the paid level, you just click on breakout rooms and Zoom does it for you. You
yeah.
just say how many breakout rooms you want and it'll tell you how many people are going to go in that room. And that's a great way to get conversation going in a smaller group. Pardon me, it's also a great way for things that are a little bit more social, because it's really hard to have a social conversation in a Zoom meeting because you only hear two people yeah. talking to each other and everyone else is sitting there and staring and going, this is really fun. So those are a few things. You know, I don't know if you want me to get into some of the engaging part.
Sure.
Because there's lots of tools. So lots of tools that you can use on Zoom. Zoom has done a really good job of allowing you to make your meetings more interactive, and they're right at your fingertips. So polling. So, you know, some people love polls. You know, put in a poll. It can be, you know, select the things that are true, pick the things that are not helping, you know, however you want to approach it. Excuse me. You launch that poll, people are suddenly out of their box thinking, oh, what is this? And then you show them the results, and you can then talk about those items that you just had in your poll. Super easy.
Yep.
Another one is using the virtual whiteboard that Zoom provides. So you just, again, share screen, and that whiteboard is right there. You can have people add to it, so you can allow the participants to write on it. and or type on it. So it's another way to just get people involved rather than just talking at them. Mm-hmm. People will just shut down and, yep. and they'll turn their camera off and they're going to be busy doing other things.
Oh, of course. There's so many other distractions. Because, I mean, you watch, sometimes I'll be on these webinars or town hall meetings where, and you can see everybody, but then every now and then you can see somebody kind of drift off and go to their other monitor and start typing and like, or get on a phone call. It's like, so yes. so many distractions. But I liked what you were talking about. These are, Zoom has so many ways to keep the attendee or the other or the people on the call engaged. Yes. And it's really, really versatile like that. I love the like the separate rooms and things like that that you can kind mm-hmm. of pop in and out of. That's mm-hmm. that's really, really neat.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and the other thing too is we have less attention span when we're sitting in front of a computer. There's not people around us. We're not seeing very much body language. And so you need to bring in some interactive things, even if just a question, like every 5 to 8 minutes. That's how short our attention span okay. is. 5 to 8 minutes, and I'm like, where's my phone? And so again, as I said, even if you just, there's something I call a body pull. So you can do a body pull. You know, how many of you are in agreement with this? Thumbs mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
How many think we need to go a different direction? Thumbs down. Just that little thing is going to get people to be, thinking, you know, I'm moving my body.
Mm-hmm.
The facilitator can move away and stand up or, you know, make some different changes in their position, because that also gets people sort of, what's going on?
Yeah, perks them up a little bit, yeah.
It does. Yeah. So all those little things, but keeping in mind that people are really have short attention spans, you've got to keep it interesting.
Well, and also Zoom has like the little, what is it, the little reactions and stuff now? I'm going to go click on one right now. Here's the thumbs up, and then there's the clap, that type of stuff. So yeah, Zoom they've done a really good job, expanding this. So it's really, really neat to see. So
they really have. Yeah, and one other thing I'll mention that I think is a great tool, particularly with large groups and groups that are bigger than one screen. So usually you only have 25 people per screen. It's hard to see if someone's holding up their real hand if they're on the second screen and you don't have another screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So having people raise the virtual hand, and the way they do that is they click on participants, and then at the bottom of that participants box is on the right-hand side something that says raise hand.
Ooh, I didn't know
and
that.
And okay. It's super simple. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
And you can see what it looks like.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That means that I'm looking for you to call on me. And then I can go back and I can lower my hand. Let's see if I can do that. Whoops. I can't.
It'll just go away on its own.
Lower hand. There we go. There we go. Yeah, so you just go back to the same place. So anyway, that's a great way, too, if you're trying to get people to, if you want to know if they have questions or, another poll. How many of you agree with this?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea,
too. Can't see everyone on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of like being in class, in virtual class, you know? Raise your
hand,
there you are.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some things that you shouldn't do. On a call. We've seen a lot of Zoom fails on YouTube and whatnot. So what are some things that that you've seen out there or that you suggest, hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing that?
Right. So the biggest one, the most important one, and most people are figuring this out, but there's still a good handful of people that don't have this figured out, and that is the importance of muting yourself when you're not talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reason is you could be sitting there quiet as a mouse, not saying anything, but you know, the dog's barking, a siren goes by, an ambulance goes by, people next door cleaning their, you know, what's it called, the pressure washing their house.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, so yeah, do mine too.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's a lot of background noise, and when noise is in, whether you're talking or it's in your background, your little video pops up. I mean, you get that little yellow line mm-hmm. around it. Everyone knows it's you.
Yeah. Oh, that's the person.
That's the guilty culprit. That's right. So muting yourself when you're not speaking is super important. I also would say Also be really aware of what you're wearing. So I've seen my share of pajamas and bathrobes and weekend wear that I don't want to see.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Want to see.
Good point.
And, you know, maybe if you're hanging out with your friends and you're having a pajama party, different story, of course.
Right.
But, you know, in a professional setting, look professional.
Yep.
So, you know, wear something that you would normally wear to the office, not to the gym.
Right. Good point.
Yeah.
How about animals? Because I've been doing these interviews for a really long time, and every now and then we get a cat or a dog or maybe a parakeet in the background or something like that. So what's your suggestion regarding animals?
You know, I think in a professional setting, it's not really appropriate. It's a little distracting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we when we have our dog on our lap or our cat on our lap, you're like, oh, you know, we start, you're not really focused. It kind of changes people's perception of you, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a better way, like, oh, what a cute dog. And, you know, she's so sweet with it.
Right.
But other times it's like we're talking about the budget right now and she's cooing over her cat.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think, you know, in a professional setting, it's not really appropriate. So I know sometimes that's hard because people are like fighting for space in the household, especially if you have kids and they're online and, you know, your spouse is online and you can't find a room with a door. It's hard, but, you know, try to keep them out somehow.
Yeah, do the best you can. I think a lot of people now are... They're understanding when that kind of, because we're kind of trapped right now, I guess.
Right.
So a lot of people are very understanding, but if it's a constant thing, then you got to do something about it. If it's okay if the cat walks, you know, behind you in the background or something like that, or there's one or two dog barking thing and then that's done. But if it's constant, you got to put an end to it for sure.
I think if it's sporadic,
it's all right.
Because we're in our homes. There's
stuff's
so many
happen.
Things we can't control.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But along those lines, one thing, if you can, if you're in a room with a door, or even if you're not, let the people in your household know that you've got a meeting.
Oh, good point.
And from 10 to 11, please don't disturb me.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, you know, I mean, they're your home. The kids think, you know, mom or dad is available. They're here. But it's important to let them know, this is really a meeting I need to focus on, and I'll be with you when I'm done. So let them know, you know, put a note on your door if you have to, please don't disturb, or, you know, whatever works for you.
Yep. On air.
So that's
We're on
one.
Air.
On air. That's
disturb.
Right. I bet you have that one, don't you, Michael?
We do. Yes. Yes. The kids have been, I've had a few little Zoom bombs with my kids every now and then, but they're very understanding as well. So thank goodness. But I want to ask you the ultimate obvious question is like, why is this so important today? Why is this format so important, and also running a really an effective meeting so important right now?
Yeah, well, because this is our reality now.
Yeah.
This is the only way we're connecting. And so, you know, whether you're meeting for work or a social get together, it's important that people are getting as much as they can out of the event, and that they can hear, they can learn, they can understand. If people are really using distracting behaviors, they're moving around a lot, they're moving their device around, it's hard to concentrate. And when there's a lot of noise in the background, people are eating, all those sort of no-nos, it is really kind of disrespectful, and it is difficult to focus on the business at hand.
Yep.
So it's important that you're engaged, you're giving the meeting your full attention, just like hopefully you would in person, so that you can accomplish something. You can walk away from it and people aren't feeling, you know, annoyed or disgusted or, you know, you're eating your lunch in front of everyone. And
exactly, yeah. Yeah, mute your camera when you do that, or turn your camera off and that type of stuff, for sure.
That's right.
Hey,
that's right. But I do, can I address just that one thing?
Sure.
Because I think it's an important one. People ask this a lot of me, should I have my video on or should I turn it off? And pretty much most of the time you should have it on, because otherwise you'd be in a conference call if you have the, you know, your camera off. You're there to show you're engaged, you're participating.
Right.
When you turn your camera off, your video off, people don't really know what you're doing, and it doesn't really look like you want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
I realize there may be some people out there that still don't have cameras.
Yeah.
But I would say get one. They're not that expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say do be engaged. Do show you're participating and you're interested.
Yeah, agreed.
The only exception to that is if you need to move around a lot for some reason, maybe your kid came in and needs to do something in the room and you need to leave.
Yeah, I've done that.
Turn the video off.
Yeah,
I bet you've experienced that.
Oh,
turn the video off if you have to move. Or what was the other one? If you have low bandwidth. So your internet is unstable, you get that message, because a video takes a lot of bandwidth.
Oh,
so turning that off will help you.
Oh, good point. Good point. I didn't know that. So really good stuff here. So how do you see that? How do you see this video platform, not just Zoom, but just the video platform in general? How do you see it evolving even when and if we get past COVID? So how do you see it going beyond this? Because it's not going anywhere. It's with us forever now. And we're all getting pretty used to it. And some of us quite good at it. So how do you see this format or this medium evolving?
Yes, a good question. I really think that it's going to stick around and it will become more and more interactive. There'll be more tools, more ways for us to engage with others. I think that as companies realize that people can actually work from home and be productive, that they'll realize the cost benefits of having people work from home, and they will continue to turn to this virtual platform. So I think that if anything, you're going to continue to see it, you know, as the virus ends and people can go back to work, I think you'll still see a good number of people being able to work from home and needing this sort of platform, because it is easier to see someone on camera than to be talking on the phone.
Correct.
I just think it's a little bit more engaging and feels a little bit more like we're together, even though we're not really.
Just a little bit. Yeah,
that's
I think
right.
so too. Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I've attended even conferences that are now virtual, and I've seen some conferences do a really good job of being interactive with the attendees and really going back and forth and between speakers and things like that. It's just seen some really well produced conferences, virtual conferences. So people are getting really good at this now. So now that it's kind of our new norm.
And I should also add, trainings and classes as you said, conferences, presentations, all of that now is happening on Zoom, and it's very doable given all the tools that Zoom's given us. So why not?
Exactly. And it's kind of fun too, I mean,
it's still
kind of fun. It's not that bad. Obviously face to face is the ideal thing, but right now this is the best we can do, and why not make it fun, and super engaging.
Yes.
So Zoom does a great job, and it's really funny to see that a lot of the other companies are playing catch up with Zoom, and they're introducing all these the same features and stuff, and like, oh yeah, I've been using that for 2 months now. Where have you been? So
Right. It's just different terms for the little things that you can do on the platform. But I think people realize, oh wow, this is a really great way for us to connect with others, and it's so easy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A lot of companies, platforms are creating something like that. Very true. Yeah, I think it's great.
Last question for you. I want to talk about you just for a quick second here. So where can we find out more about you and what you do for folks out there? Because this is some really good information. Even though we've been using Zoom for the past three and a half months or 4 months or whatever, this is still really good information for people out there, especially ones that want to run a meeting, So I think it's really good to have this info out there.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
So I am a business etiquette speaker, trainer, coach, and author. And I work with companies on everything from, how to interact online via a virtual meeting, phone etiquette, email etiquette, how to conduct a business meal, how to present yourself with polish and poise, all those things to make your employees be more courteous and polished and professional. And so people can find me at kleissetiquette.com.
Cool.
I know it's tricky. It's my last name and the word etiquette, which is a tricky word, but kleissetiquette.com.
Okay.
I do have a book called Spinach in Your Boss's Teeth.
Oh, I like it.
For professional success.
I like that.
That is available on Amazon. And then also, so all my trainings now are available virtually, and I am doing a train the trainer on how to conduct enjoyable, effective, engaging Zoom training.
Oh, sweet.
So,
okay.
There's a class coming up July 28th and August 4th. It's okay. on my website, so people are interested on that. It's,
right on.
It's listed.
Well, we'll put all those links in the show notes so people can get right to it. Your book and the training classes and your website, we'll put all that stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it. I think this is really, really important. I mean, how you present yourself, whether it's in person or on Zoom, is really important these days. So if you want to present yourself in a professional manner, even though the cat might walk by every now and then, it's okay, but still.
Life happens. Cats happen.
Yeah, don't wear the pajamas, okay? Just don't wear the pajamas.
Right. Just don't wear your pajamas and the cat.
Exactly. Double negative. All right, Arden. Well, this is really good information. So thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it. And again, we'll get this one produced and posted out there with all the links in the show notes so people can get right to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Oh, likewise. I learned a thing or two as well. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.